You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome downtown to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. There's nothing like Friday nights. Football in your community. Log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community to vote for this week's Cleveland Browns High School Football Game of the Week presented by PNC Bank. Each week, the winning team from the game voted on by the fans will receive a $2,000 grant for their football program, game coverage and highlights featured on clevelandbrowns.com, and on-field recognition for the winning coach and game MVP during a Browns home game. So again, log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community to vote for this week's Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week presented by PNC Bank. Zagura and Wilhelm here. We're going to go back to the phone lines right now. 216-578-0850. Again, that's 216-578-0850. Phil in Brecksville, welcome to the show.
Pat, Nathan, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Hey, I'm really having a hard time listening to Mike Pettine's press conferences anymore. I just don't get it. First of all, you know, when you hear the one right after the last game, when he said he was close, not one reporter came back to him and said something like, oh, I don't know, gee, you've lost 9 out of your last 10. Your defense was last in the league in rushing last year. Your team defense is, you know, last right now. You just gave up 5 penalties for dead balls that gave first down. You know, it could go on and on and on, and they just let him off the hook. I can't, you know, I think Pettine's in denial, but I think the reporters, I don't understand. Is it access? Is it, why won't they ask the questions that we all talk about every day? Why do I never hear a reporter ask him a tough question?
I think a lot of the reason why is because, you know, Mike Pettine speaks Sundays after a football game, Mondays, Wednesdays. You know, he speaks to these individuals multiple times a week. And I think it's just very difficult over the course of a 16-game season, a long season, that, you know, if you ask, I don't want to say the wrong question or, you know, a snarky question, or you're trying to dig for the answer that you want, I think Mike Pettine is smart enough, and he's awfully transparent, I will say, for a head football coach, that, you know, you can be blocked out, you know, by a coach and get something and what they're open and willing to give. Or I think a head coach will give you nothing, and he'll give you nothing for the remainder of the football season.
I don't even think it's that. And to me, to characterize the media's reaction and coverage of this team as positive or soft, I think would be silly. I think the Browns are under a lot of scrutiny, and deservedly so, given the one loss record of this team, certainly from the 5-game slide that ended the 2014 season, the 1-3 start to this season. At some point, it's going to all come to roost, and or the Browns are going to turn it around. I don't think it's been too soft. I think the media is also, you know, they ask a lot of the same questions. They can't only ask the same things for so long.
Right.
And I think Mike Pettine's actually a very likable guy. I think that he has that going for him.
He does.
One of the reasons that Ray Farmer, in the media's characterization of him, is much more harsh than their characterization of Mike Pettine. I happen to know Ray Farmer. I like Ray Farmer a ton.
You like a lot of people, though.
I do like. I am a lover of people.
Who do you not like?
Where? Just in the world?
Yes.
There are people. It's a short list, though. Okay. I really like pretty much everybody.
So that doesn't do a lot of diligence in regards to Ray's stance.
You sound like
then.
The kid right now. Your biggest problem is you like everybody.
See, I don't like a lot of people.
I know. I feel like the fact that you like me, I think you like me, is pretty good on my resume.
It does.
When
I speak to some individuals and I'm just like, it's my best way of giving someone, I don't like a lot of people.
That's
but I think
preface.
We get along very well, man.
Yeah,
you know, man. So it's like you're on a short list.
I'll take it, man.
Yes.
I'll take it.
Ken, you're there too.
Kenneth.
Yes. For now.
216-578-0850. Rick in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Funny. Yeah,
what's up, man? That's a little what about Bob for my fans. What about Bob out there? Bill Murray. Here we go.
Hello. Hello.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Not too
bad.
Much.
Yeah, Brown fan up in New Hampshire. I'm from Youngstown, though.
All right.
Yeah, the other caller just called in. I thought Mike Pettine did a real nice job addressing Joe Hayden, but also, you know, letting the fans know where the team is at right now. This Sunday against the Ravens, I just think we need to adjust on defense, make adjustments early in the game.
So what adjustments do you want to see? What adjustments do you want to see?
Well, if they're running the ball hard on us, you know, put extra men on the line. But if we got to be mindful that Joe Flacco, he's a smart quarterback. So just like Rivers, they're going to make different decisions when they see the line with eight men in the line or, you know, all on the line. So then they go to screens. I think we just need to adjust. Last Sunday, when they continued to dump down to their running back, we was just full-out blitzing. And he was able to just hold the ball and wait until everybody come closer, then dump it down. We never adjusted to those plays. We continue to believe he was going down the field to no-name receivers. They had like third stringers in. So we need to adjust early in the games and not allow teams to dictate how we play. But we make the decisions. We be more aggressive, just like the Ravens against the Steelers last week. Just the two defense. How aggressive both teams are. Our team, the Browns, it just seems like we're missing fire. Like, we don't have multiple guys bringing a lot of energy or just a lot of just toughness. It just seems we don't have just that one dog that's really going to get everybody pumped up and just for the whole game play aggressive.
I get it. And that to me, a lot of what you just described there is playing like a Brown. And there's been series in the season where that's what we've seen both offensively, defensive, and special teams. But there's been, I think, more of questioning what playing like a Brown really is from this fan base, and in some cases because of the product on the football field.
I also think it's a matter of talent. I think in a 3-4 defense like this, not a matter of talent, but a matter of what he was saying, you don't have that one dominant guy. You look at the Jets teams that were so good. Yeah, you had Revis on the back end, but Muhammad Wilkerson was a huge addition to that defense. You look at the Baltimore Ravens.
Remember
you had Ray Lewis.
Yeah,
you had
Bart Scott on those Jets teams.
You had on the outside Suggs and Doomerville. You need to have that dominance presence kind of imposing people in the front of this defense, and I think the Browns have the talent. I don't think anybody has kind of emerged in that. I'm going to show up and just be a dominant force week in and week out.
Yeah, and did we not see, Paul Kruger become that guy last year? After a down year, 6.5 sacks in his first year as a Cleveland Brown in 13, 11 last year, and you would hope in the midst of the big contract that he came here via free agency, that he'd continue to grow.
Yes, and you need to continue to have this progress for this defense. Through the first four games, that progress has not been there. He has just half a sack on the season. Where's Barkevius Mingo's pass rush? You got to get it from somewhere. This defense continues to be tough in that regard. It is struggling other than the one game against the Tennessee Titans. Ivan in Arizona, welcome to the show.
I'm a long-time listener. It's my first time calling.
Great.
Thanks for calling up, man.
Yeah, I'm from Cleveland. You know, I moved here 2 years ago. I deal with a lot of Cardinals fans, Seahawks fans on a daily basis, and it's hard to defend the Browns, when we play so bad all the time. And I don't like the fact that, our team gets pushed around by every other team in the division all the time, and it always seems like it's never going to end. As a Browns fan, you almost kind of lose hope sometimes, that they're ever going to be good. I mean, you see flashes here and there, but, they continually mess up in the draft and free agency. I wasn't a fan of letting T.J. Ward or Jaquel Jackson go. And we replaced them with Dansby and Whitner, what have they really done? And, you see T.J. Ward flourishing in Denver as well as Jaquel Jackson and Indy doing this thing, So, those are not positive, subtractions. I just want them to do better, I hate all the teams, in our division, Baltimore, Cincy and Pittsburgh. I grew up, I just turned 30, so I grew up watching them push around our team for years, outside of a win here and there, but they've been getting dominated for the better part of a decade. It just becomes laughable after a while. You don't know what to do as a Browns fan,
Yes, it becomes a challenge to say the very, very least with what the Browns have been doing, and that is why you need to turn it around. It's a bottom-line business, and it's been year after year, and hopefully they can kind of build some of that momentum. When we come back, we're going to go around the league here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Nathan Zagura, Matt Willem. Oh, and Matt Willem, by the way, Beatbox wants to know, after his agreement to match your $400, does that put him on the short list of people you like, or does that ensure him of never being on that list?
It will ensure him the possibility of being considered. Of being on the list.
Oh, good.
So it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, attaboy, Beatbox. Put that on your resume. In consideration, yes, to be on Matt Wilhelm's short list. Solid day for me and my friends here in the studio. All right, we'll be back with more CBD, ESPN 850 WKNR.